This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Is your garage in need of renovation? We may have what you're looking for. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Randy Cooper with Garage Gym. Randy, how you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great today.
Listen, Randy, I'm sure people want to know what you got in store. So tell us about you and your company.
Well, basically what we do is we take your mess and make it an organized situation. We move your garage from just a storage unit to a usable part of your house. We put up shelving, cabinets. We do some lighting. And also we do the floors. Anything and everything that we do for you or your home, we warranty as long as you own it. We're kind of designed and built for when you pay for a product with us, that's the first and the last time you pay for it.
I know some of my listeners are thinking like, you know, you must have never been in my garage. So, Randy, tell us, how did you get into this business?
Well, we got into it about 10 years ago. We started out with doing mainly just the floor work. But as we done that, we saw a need for folks to have a better organization, better storage in their garage. As we would show up to do the floors, they didn't know where to put things or where they should go, and didn't know where things were they were looking for. And so it kind of invited us to grow our business in a way to help customers be able to store things in a more organized way, where they're a lot more efficient with their home.
I guess you got to start out with two big dumpsters in the front and the back. So what are some of the myths and misconceptions of your industry?
I'd say some of the myths would be that it takes forever to get done. That's not true. Most floor work can be done in a day. Another myth may be, well, I just have too much stuff to move. And that's not true either. We have storage options for customers that have a lot in their garage to be dealt with while we're actually working on the garage. And those are probably the two biggest things, is that it just takes too long or I just have too much stuff to get it done now. And those are not good reasons to lose over a third of your house's usable space. And we can help you with that.
So, Randy, let me just get this correct. Okay. You're not only just doing the floors. You're going to organize all that stuff, put it on shelves and...
That's right. We're going to provide you with a 3D drawing of where your stuff should go and how it should be in your garage. So you're going to have a vision of what your garage looks like now. We're going to send you a picture of what it should look like when we're done. And hopefully with your car, your golf cart, or your boat in there, the things that were meant to be in your garage should be able to go in there.
All right, I'm going to ask you a difficult question now. And you got to be honest, okay? You're going to be honest?
Okay.
Now, have you ever opened a garage, paused, scratched your head, and say, this is not going to happen?
Well, I can tell you, I've opened several that I've looked at, and it's taken more than just a moment to come up with a solution for the issue. And sometimes the solution is you may just have a little more than you need. But overall, we haven't found a garage yet that we couldn't get in shape.
All right. Okay. So you're battle tested. So,
very much.
So, Randy, when you're not busy running your business outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, well, for fun, we're like everybody else. We like to enjoy our community. We like to come out and enjoy our restaurants and participate in the local activities and the charities around town. And of course, we live on the coast, so everyone enjoys the beaches and the water. So when we're not working, we're doing what everybody else is doing. We're participating in our community and trying to help it be a better place.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, Lord. There's a lot of good ones. I'm kind of a seafood person, so you know, anything with a good seafood to it.
Let's change gears a little bit. You know, life always often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, one life challenge, something that you went through and look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Well, I mean, we can think back over the past few years where we've had these scares, you know, with the pandemic and things like that. You know, folks didn't want you in their house or the garage. And that was tough. And so we had to learn how to work with our customers in a way that allowed them to feel comfortable with all that's going on in the world these days, you know. And so we've adapted to work with our customers, but allow them the space and the comfort to get the job done.
Okay. What is the one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Garage Gym?
I just like to remember we're just part of your community. We work hard and we live here. And so we're not a box store or a foreign entity. We're local here. And so we have a vested interest in your project and our success and our relationship. And so that's what I'd like customers to understand is you may be our customer today, but we may be your customer tomorrow.
Yeah, our listeners are probably scratching their heads right now and say, you know, Randy seemed to be a brave guy. And the next word on their lips is how. How can they learn more about Garage Gym?
Garage Gym, you can find us on the web at garagegym.com. Also, you can feel free to look us up in Google, see our reviews. You'll find that we're probably one of the most or the one of the more reviewed companies in our area. And because we have been in business a little while, we have a little more experience than some of the new companies that have come up. So we're a lot easier to find through your phone or through your computer. And of course, you can reach us on the phone with our number at 772-444-3622. That's our office number, which is located in Stuart.
Well, Randy, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we're very proud to be a part of this community.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.